I'm starting off today with a sort of a provide some perspective on why we're talking about gypsum all of a sudden. Gypsum's been around as a agricultural practice for hundreds of years, but it really has not been used extensively other than in some specialty crops like peanuts. And the reasons for that have been related both to supply and demand, both of which are changing right now. And I want to talk a little bit about the changes that are taking place in the marketplace. We're seeing increased interest and demand for gypsum, which has been recognized more broadly as a good source of sulfur and calcium. It's an effective soil amendment. And increasingly, people are looking at gypsum as a potential tool to reduce runoff and erosions of phosphorus into sensitive watersheds. So there's a lot of interest in gypsum. Historically, to get gypsum, you had to go to gypsum mines. It was mined in places that mostly were distant from where the crops were grown. Transportation of the gypsum from the mines to the farm became a very significant component of the cost. And so as a result, it really was not a mainstream farming practice, and it fell out of use. But now, gypsum's becoming available as a byproduct from primarily from coal-burning power plants across the country. FGD gypsum is a byproduct of scrubbing the sulfur out of emissions at coal-fired power plants. It's a process that's been in use for 25 or 30 years, but it's really been taking off lately. There are now 120 power plants across the country that have FGD scrubbers either in place or in the process of being developed. So you can see they're heavily concentrated in the industrial Midwest and the Southeast. Coal-fired power plants are much fewer and far between out west. This is a lot of gypsum. This year we anticipate that this assemblage of power plants will produce somewhere on the order of 30 million tons of FGD gypsum as a byproduct. The production was relatively flat through about 2007, about 12 million tons, but between 2007 and 2012, production of FGD gypsum more than doubled. And so all of a sudden you have a significant increase because new scrubbers were coming online. When all of the scrubbers that are announced to be installed are all in place, total production could be as much as 35 million tons. At the same time as supply was doubling, the potential use of this material had changed dramatically. Back in 2007, two-thirds of the material that was produced from FGD gypsum scrubbers went into wallboard production, a little bit into other uses, and about 3 million tons went into landfills. As supply doubled by 2012, wallboard demand did not increase. It actually declined because we had a housing crash, and we probably made more drywall than we needed for quite a long time. And as a result, there was 12 million tons of gypsum that went into landfills in 2012, which caused utilities to have a significant interest in finding ways to beneficially reuse this material other than wallboard, which they have become to be dependent on. Landfilling this material, utilities in certain circumstances can spend $20 to $25 a ton to landfill material. So they've got a significant financial motivation to find alternative use for material, which is, by all accounts we'll talk about here later, very valuable and safe for reuse. Agricultural use has been one of the uses that has been most growing as rapidly this year. Or last year, about 700,000 tons were used. This year, we think it will be well in excess of 1 million tons of FGD gypsum that went into agriculture. So this is why people are asking about gypsum, because all of a sudden it's available, it's being talked about, and it is a increasing presence in the lives of growers. It's not without challenges. What our business does is matches up utilities that have gypsum with co-ops and distributors and farmers that need it. And this is a difficult process. Logistics continues to be an issue. While the gypsum is closer to where the farmers are, it's still distant in many cases, and there's a lot of moving of gypsum on rivers and trains and so on. the economics of transport. Frequently, the cost of gypsum is more in the transport than it is in the material itself. You can see the particularly in the plain states, the upper Midwest, those are that's where the farms are. That's not necessarily where the gypsum is. So there's a good deal of transportation from here to there. Regulations are an issue. Each state in the country has a set of regulations for, because it is a byproduct. They have regulations for byproduct reuse. We've gone through the process now in 22 states of educating the regulators, formulating regulations that are compatible with their state level environmental standards. But in each and every state, there are specific reporting requirements. Some very, very detailed in terms of tracking each ton to its destination, to its use, its application rate, and so on. And this has been a significant challenge in getting all of this in place. Finally, grower education is a missing piece of the puzzle that we have spent a lot of time on trying to get. This is not just another product for farmers to consider. This is a change in farming practice, adding gypsum as a part of the farming practice, both for its nutrient value and soil amendment benefit. Is something that hasn't been done before. So there's a great deal of education getting people up to speed, and the people that growers depend on, the crop consultants and so on, they need to learn more about it as well. So these are the challenges. These are the issues that are being tackled as gypsum rolls out across the country. We think ultimately there could be as many as 10 to 15 million tons of this material available for use in agriculture. If you look at the universe of cropland in the U.S., if about 5% of the farmland in the country used gypsum at an application rate of a ton per acre, you'd use all of that gypsum without a problem. So this is a vibrant and growing market, and one that there's been a lot of research done in recent years, and you're going to hear something about it here in the following presentations.
We do have some minutes, but before I have you ask questions for Bob Square, he was out of the room, Ray Bryan. He's the one that organized this session along, I think, with Dexter Watts, right?
And Arthur Allen.
And Arthur Allen. So we want to thank you for all that. We do have some other sessions. You can maybe mention them later as we get our panel together. But do you have questions? We have a couple of minutes. If you have a question for Bob, he has some time to answer some questions.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was looking at actually the utilities like this pathway because they turn out to remove some of that mercury out of their stands. And by the end of the day is managing research risks and liabilities. And some of them seem to be more inclined to bury it in-house where they can control it and somehow mitigating future liabilities from regulators and so forth, rather than send it out there to be applied and used and may come to bite them years or decades later. How do you see that, if at all, a choke point in that marketing of this, or opening this new thing, or is it non-issue?
Well, we're going to talk about mercury later. Depends on the material. Not all of FGD gypsum is the same. Most of the utilities produce a material that's very clean. In fact, it matches up very significantly with background levels of metals and other constituents. 3 years ago, there was significant caution on the parts of utilities about launching FGD gypsum programs. That has fallen away as more utilities have gotten into it, as more research has come forward that has demonstrated the safety of the product, and as more becomes known and it becomes more in demand. As I said, I'm not a researcher, and we have a very qualified researcher who's going to talk about the mercury issue specifically, but many of the most cautious utilities now are actively considering and embracing the idea of FGD gypsum programs for agriculture.
there any other questions? We have time, I think, for one more.
I'm sorry, I came in late. Is there any ballpark feel for how much this is going to be sold for compared to other components like Agline?
It's a very small proportion of the amount, total amount of Agline, but total gypsum from all sources, mine gypsum, synthetic gypsum, gypsum from other manufacturing sources, is probably on the order of a couple of million tons a year.
I mean, price, ballpark price?
Depends on where you live. Gypsum can range in price from $100 a ton in some markets to $15 a ton in other markets. And it, if you live right next to a power plant that has a lot of gypsum, you can get gypsum at a very economical price.
All right, thank you.